I'm not about to wreck anybody's marriage. That's not who I am.
Her boyfriend failed to mention his wife.
Who did he say she was?
An ex-girlfriend who was jealous that he was finally happy.
So he's got this act down pat.
But is he worth battling over?
She grabbed me by my shirt and started beating my face.
He's the piece of garbage. He's the one who broke your vows.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sherry Webster is suing her ex-boyfriend's wife, Nancy Marquez, for an assault. Nancy claims Sherry attacked her first.
Order. All rise. Case number 219 on the calendar, the matter of Webster versus Marquez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge, parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Marquez, this is your husband?
Yes.
And Ms. Webster, you and Mr. Marquez were co-workers.
Yes, ma'am.
And at some point during your work environment, you became friends and then more than friends.
Yes, Your Honor.
According to the complaint that I have, at the time, you were unaware of the fact that he was still living at home and married.
Correct, Your Honor.
Had you asked him about his marital status?
Yes, I did.
And what did he tell you?
He told me he wasn't married.
When did he tell you he wasn't married?
When we first started talking, shortly after we met at work.
When did you start working at your company?
October of 2012.
And Mr. Marquez?
I don't recall.
Was he working there when you arrived?
I don't think so. I worked in the primary care side. He worked in the urgent care side, so we
are... So you worked in a hospital setting?
Medical office.
Medical,
yes, ma'am.
Office setting. When did you start working there, sir?
January.
Of what year?
2011.
Does your husband wear a wedding ring?
No.
Okay. Now, this is what the case is about. It is your claim, Ms. Webster, that the defendant assaulted you.
Yes, ma'am.
She assaulted you because, I assume, she ascertained that you and her husband were seeing each other.
Yes.
And when did that assault take place?
March 22nd of 2014.
How long had you and Mr. Marquez been seeing each other at that time?
Since December of 2013.
Did you ever go out for dinner?
Yes.
How frequently?
A few times. We...
Three times? Four times? Twice?
About three times.
Other than that, he came to your home?
He's been in my home, yes.
Most of the time he stayed in your home? When
No.
you spent time together?
Hotel. I've also been in his home a couple times.
When?
December. Like right after we started dating.
Weren't there photographs of his
wife? I didn't see any
and...
photographs, no.
At what time of the day were you with
him? In the morning, early a.m.
Okay. Ms. Marquez, when did you become aware that your husband was having an affair with the plaintiff?
I wasn't aware that they were having an affair.
Oh, at some point you became aware that they were having an affair.
I wasn't aware that there was anything going on at all until she brought it to my attention and said they were. I confronted my husband about it, and he said that there was nothing going on between the two of them.
Okay. Now, when did the plaintiff make you aware that there was something going on?
Your Honor, I'm not exactly sure the date.
Month and year.
I'm not exactly sure.
It was well before March 22nd.
I can estimate, but I can't tell you for sure when. And I'm going to say February.
Okay, well before March 22nd.
I'm going to say February.
When there was an interaction.
2014, yes.
I want you to tell me, Ms. Marquez, who initiated that conversation and how it came about?
She initiated the conversation. She sent me a message on Facebook.
Do you have that message?
No, I don't. I didn't pull it up.
Why?
Because I didn't feel it was relevant to this. This is
an incident. Of course it's relevant to this. So she sent you a message on Facebook.
Yes.
And what did the message say on Facebook?
Without it being in front of me, Your Honor,
what
I couldn't tell
did
you.
What did the message say?
I asked her if her and Deshaun were married.
So you asked the question?
I did ask the question.
Did you say anything else to her?
I told her that we were involved. We'd been seeing each other for a couple of months. And he said that he wasn't married.
Okay. Did she respond to you?
Yeah. She asked me if I was the girl that picks him up every morning for work and drives the burgundy car. Yes.
And you responded yes?
Yes.
So you had a conversation back and forth?
Yes. I even had pictures of us posted on Facebook, and I took them down at her request.
But you had a conversation with her where it is clear in February that you were asking, mm-hmm. were they married?
Yes.
And she said yes, and then there was a further conversation, and she said to you, were you the lady that picks him up and you drive a burgundy car? Does that refresh your recollection?
Pretty much.
Great. So if I were an intelligent woman, what I would say to myself is, if this woman is asking me whether or not her boyfriend is married to you, that would suggest to me that he has been lying to both of you. That's what a normal person would come away with. He is the bad guy. You two are the innocents. That's what would come to my mind. Clearly, that's not what came to your mind. So now you understand that they're married.
Well, I confronted him and asked him.
So you confronted him?
I did, and he swore up and down he wasn't married. He showed me proof on his W-2 forms that he filed single.
Oh. He's not only a liar, he's a really good practiced liar. So I would suggest to you, how long have you been married to him?
Since 2009.
That it's not the first time. This is just the first time he got caught, because he's got it down pat. Does he file separately as single?
We both file separately.
Yes, single. So this is not something she's making up. I just want you to follow. You have to follow. You have to follow all the pieces. So this is not something she's making up. She confronts him, and he says to her, that woman is nuts, in effect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm single. I'm going to show you that I'm single. Here is my W-2 form where I file singly. I claim no dependents, because that's not something you would make up, right? So he's got this act down pat now. What?
I did ask her to see a copy of the marriage certificate. She did send me a picture via my cell phone. I couldn't see at the bottom signatures of anybody, so I asked her if the three of us could meet, because I wanted to get to the bottom of it, because I'm not about to wreck anybody's marriage. That's not who I am.
So you were having these conversations over Facebook?
Yes. Well, no, I then had her phone number, because she sent me on an old phone number. I don't have that phone anymore, but she sent me pictures of the marriage certificate, and I
said... Oh, so you had her phone number. So then
and
you called her.
I showed Deshaun the pictures, and he said that they were fake. Anybody could print them off the computer.
Well, who did he say she was?
An ex-girlfriend who was jealous that he was finally happy and...
Got it.
Story. Didn't want him to be happy, wanted him to be miserable.
Okay, so you called Miss Marquez.
Yes, ma'am.
And asked for the three of you to meet.
Yes.
When was that?
Shortly after the Facebook messages and...
That was sometime in February.
February.
And what happened?
Never got to meet with the both of them. They wouldn't...
Did you ever meet with her?
I seen her once outside of my work. I was off work on a medical leave at the time, and I had to stop in and get some paperwork. And she did walk up to my car, and we did have a conversation.
Well, I'd like you to tell me about that. That was sometime in February?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me what the conversation was.
She walked up because she knew my car, because I picked him up for work quite frequently. And she said that, yes, she is his wife. They've been married. And I asked her questions about little details about stuff that he had told me. And she confirmed and denied a couple of things that he had lied about, and about going back into the military and a couple other things. And my daughter was actually in the car with me that night. And then she did proceed to tell me that he's not going to stop bothering me.
He's not going to stop bothering you?
Yes, ma'am. Because he likes me and he's not going to stop bothering me. He's going to continue to call me and try to get time with me.
And that was the end of the conversation?
Yes.
You recall that conversation?
No. Not like that, no.
Well, tell me how you recall that conversation.
I recall that conversation as she wanted me to meet with her at the job, and that's what I did. And true enough, her daughter was in the car with her. I give her that. But as far as...
Don't look down.
As
look,
far
don't
as
look down,
telling
look at me.
Her that...
No, I want you to tell me what the...
I'm telling you.
Tell me what the conversation was, not what it was not.
The conversation, I don't remember me asking her or telling her anything about he's
tell
going
me what
to
you,
be with her.
Listen to me. Tell me what you remember, not what you don't remember.
I don't remember the whole conversation.
Tell me what you do remember.
I remember talking to her, and that's about it, what the conversation was about.
Got it. I got it.
Don't remember.
I got it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She reached in through my window, pinned me down into my passenger seat, and started beating my face.
It's not my fault that she can't fight.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sherry Webster says her ex-boyfriend's wife, Nancy Marquez, assaulted her in a parking lot.
Now tell me what happened on March 22nd.
Earlier during the day, because Deshaun was getting off work at 8 o'clock, that's when the urgent care closes, and earlier in the day, We text back and forth. I don't know who initiated the text. I honestly can't remember. But I was going to be in the area because I had an appointment. And I said, do you have a ride home? And he said, I'll let you know. And then he texted me back and said, no, he needs a ride home. And I said, well, I'm in the area and I have to go kind of that way to go home anyway, so I'll just pick you up and take you home. And he was like, all right. Well, I got done with my appointment a little bit earlier, and I was coming down the side street to where we go in for the job. Anyways, I seen her vehicle coming in the opposite direction. Well, I had my window down like halfway, and it's dark out, so I couldn't really see. But previously, she'd been driving a different car, so this was the car that I've seen her in before, so I kind of looked to see if it was her, and it was her. So I pulled into the job, pulled into the back where they clock in and out, and I texted him.
What did you say in the text?
I said, Nancy's here. You know, why did you tell me you needed a ride if you have someone picking you up? Where are you? I'm outside.
And did he respond to you?
He did. He said he was in the front of the building.
Okay.
But in the time between I texted him and he responded to me, she had come into the driveway, and she had come past me, turned around, and was parked facing the opposite direction, not like blocking my car, but off to the side, and I was parked here. And I can hear her screaming and yelling at him, arguing with him, because I heard her call him Carlos, and then I was like, you know what? I said, I'm leaving. And he goes, I'm out front.
What do you mean I'm leaving?
I said, I'm just going to leave. She's here, obviously. You don't need me to give you a ride home.
Did you see him? I'm not
visual. No, I did not see him. He did not come out the back door. He said he was in the front of the building.
And with the two of you at the back door?
Well, we were both in our vehicles.
But at the back door?
Yeah, we didn't talk to each other at that point.
Okay.
And he told me he was at the front of the building. And so I drove, he told me to come around to the front. So I drove around to the front. Well, I had rolled my window down because it was dark out and I have tinted windows and I can't see, looking for him, and he wasn't there. So I stopped.
So now you drove around to the front and
yes,
you're
ma'am.
In the front and he's not there.
He's not there. And I'm like, where are you? He goes, oh, I'm across the street at the bank. Okay, you knew I was giving you a ride.
No,
where are you?
He told you I'm across the street at the bank at night. Go ahead.
And so I sat there for like a second, and then she come around. She followed me around, and I was over far enough, and I had my passenger window down. She pulled up to the right of me and enough to where our windows were kind of where she could talk to me, and then she said some things to me and called me.
She said nasty things to you.
Nasty things to me.
I
got out of her car.
What happened next? Who got out of that car?
She got out of her vehicle. I was still seatbelted in my car. She got out of her vehicle and was yelling at me, and then she reached in through my window, grabbed me by my shirt and my tank top and just grabbed like this whole, scratched me, pinned me down into my passenger seat, and started beating my face.
Through the window?
Through the window. My window was down all the way. I was pinned across my seatbelt, and I couldn't unbuckle my seatbelt.
Did there ever come a time when you got out of your car during the altercation?
After I got away from her, which was by putting my car, I was able to put my car in reverse and back up. Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
He's the piece of garbage. You have to pin the label garbage on the right person.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. Now, if you wanted to have an altercation, why don't you have an altercation with him?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Sherry Webster says her ex-boyfriend's wife, Nancy Marquez, assaulted her in a parking lot.
Now, I'd like to see your medical records, please.
Would you like the pictures right now?
Mm-hmm. I would.
Please get that all to her.
Okay, your side of the story.
My side of the story.
Just get to the date.
Get to the date. On the 22nd.
You remember that date. You don't remember the conversation with her daughter in the car, but you remember that date.
Because she said it. On the 22nd of March is when the incident happened, so she says. I don't remember the date. But what I do remember is picking my husband up, going to the job to pick him up, and he said he wasn't quite ready to leave yet. Our daughter lives up the street. I was going to her house. He told me to turn around and come back. I came back. I was standing outside my car. She pulls up. We do have an altercation, verbal
what?
Altercation. She gets what? Out her car. I'm already standing out my car. She gets back in her car. She hits me with her car. I have proof. I fell down, and I defended myself. Now, it's not my fault that she can't fight. I have defensive marks on my arms where I was bruised.
Let me tell you something, Miss Marquise.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
He's the piece of garbage. He's the garbage. He's the one who broke your vows. you have to pin the label garbage on the right person.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. Now, if you wanted to have an altercation, why don't you have an altercation with him? You want to have an altercation with him? Pack his bags, toss him out the window, and say adios. I don't live with garbage. Who'll make a fool out of me? What are you starting with her for? He's the liar. He's the con man. He's the cheat. Use your brains. You don't think you can find another star like him? Trust me. Trust me. You can find another piece of garbage like that. They're all over the place. But your anger was directed towards the wrong person. He was lying to her. You just heard all the evidence necessary to tell you that he was conning her, that you weren't his wife, but you were some girlfriend stalker who was trying to make his life miserable. Here, he has proof that I'm not married. I filed my taxes separately. Anybody could fill out that marriage license. Anybody can do that. She doesn't want me to be happy. That's what he's telling her. She wants to believe it because she likes him. Just the same way you didn't want to believe that she wasn't stalking him, that he was just this poor soul that couldn't get away from the clutches of this lady. That must have been in your mind to have assaulted her. Because there's no question in my mind you assaulted her on March 22nd. No question.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
So, you want to be an idiot? You want to take out your wrath on the wrong person? It's going to cost you $5,000. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000.
That's
all.
Thank you, Your
Honor.
Out! Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Well, seeing that there was no affair.
Actually, he's the one who initiated contact. He said that he had a crush on me.
I don't know what she was trying to do, but I had told her.
He pursued me for a while.
That we were husband and wife, and I wasn't going anywhere.
Flirted for a good 6 to 9 months.
And he wasn't going anywhere, and if that's what she thought was gonna happen, she was a fool.
Stay away from scumbags.
I'm standing by you.
And follow my gut instinct.
We're still married, we still live together. I'm not going anywhere, neither is he.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Jacob versus Godfrey. Step forward.
24-year-old Victoria Jacob is suing her ex-boyfriend, Benjamin Godfrey, for the fee to break their lease.
Ms. Jacob, how long did you and the defendant live together?
We lived together for 10 months.
And that was on a 12-month lease?
13-month lease.
And then things didn't work out, and you both broke the lease?
Yes.
And there was a breaking lease fee?
Yes.
Correct?
That is correct.
And how much was the fee?
The total bill was $1,567.64.
Can I see that, please? So the break lease fee was $2,000?
Yes.
And how much was your rent?
Rent was $1,345 a month.
And there was a security deposit?
Mm-hmm.
And how much was that?
The $767.
So there was a $1,500 bill left over?
Yes.
Did you pay your half?
I gave her some money.
No, I'm just talking about the break lease fee. Listen to me. Mm. She also says that there's other money that you owe her because you were out of work for a while and she covered the rent, and I'm not interested in that. You were playing house. If you were out of work, she covered the bills. If she was out of work, you were going to have to cover the bills. That's what happens when people play house, and I don't bother with that. Mm. I'm just asking if you paid your $750 towards the breaking lease fee, since you did, in fact, break the lease.
So I gave her money. It was my fault to not get receipts, so I don't know what she did with
when the money. When did you give her money?
The last 2 weeks that we were living there.
For what?
I gave her money to help, like, break it, because she's like, I'll take care of it. And I was like, okay. I told her I would help her out with whatever else.
No, I don't understand. Was that rent?
It would be, like, towards rent, basically.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $750. Thank you very much. That's all.
Bodies are excused. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy. A petite porker changes hands.
Mr. Pollen contacted me and said, I need to know if this pig is stolen. And I said, you have my pig?
It's not your pig!
Next, Judge Judy.
We had some financial disagreements. I supported him in times when he needed help.
I just don't make enough money to do anything with my life.
And then he ended the relationship?
Came down to that after a while.
We mutually agreed to break the lease.
Yeah, that I just didn't have enough money to be with her.
And he hasn't paid his half.
She cheated on me with a guy she brought. That's the best part.
Learned lesson.
Don't get involved with a girl that wants money over love.
I'm just happy that she was able to see the truth in the case.